Blog Talk Radio.
I just had my flu shot yesterday, so
you're all set for winter.
No viruses. Yeah, it was for the most thrilling part of my day. I actually took my wife and a friend. It was a real day out for us.
There are certain times of the year that are highlights more than others. You know, the flu shot season. Have you had your shingles is the next one. Have you had the shingles shot
yet? No, but, you know, coming up real quickly, October is the anniversary of my crotch operation. Quite a gala. I'll rent a Knights of Columbus Hall for that and, you know, call some friends in. It'll be a good thing. We have a cake in the shape of my crotch.
Tommy, I just want to add to that. Don't you think it was a little late for a vasectomy?
No, it wasn't a vasectomy. Although at one point during this procedure, they mentioned that they might have to move my anus. And I said, well, you know, to where? It would be more convenient to have it, like, on my wrist or something. This is true. I said, maybe I could put it on my wrist. So, you know, I could just put it out the window of the car or something and not have to stop. But, yeah, that's why I celebrate every October. And with a bunch of friends and strangers, of course, because, you know, and medical personnel. And people who can write scripts. Hey, I have some information for Frank I want him to follow through, because the only time I get him, really, is when we're all on together, because, you know, Frank doesn't answer his phone. He's always out. God knows what this guy's doing.
Yeah,
I got a deal for you. Frank, are you listening to me now?
I am. I'm all ears.
I've been busting my hump while you've been sitting around in Boston looking out at the water, trying to find additional people for our grand tour of the former Soviet Union. And this is historical now, what I'm going to tell you about. I got a guy, I just heard of him. I haven't seen the act. Again, I'd like you to get down to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. I'll give you a waste bus ticket, and you can get down there. And he's at a place called Johnny Webb's. He appears nightly. Listen to this. This guy juggles Civil War cannonballs while reciting the Gettysburg Address, dressed as Abraham Lincoln. I mean, you don't think this will kill him in Russia? You know, it's all about freedom and civil war and coming out ahead. And what do you think?
It's a killer. I'm telling you.
I think it's a killer. I mean, he's not even a fake beard. He's got a real beard. He's got a real beard. He's got, you know, the stove top and the stove pipe hat. And, you know, those cannonballs, you know, first of all, be like a traveling exhibit of historical items from the United States. I mean, these are genuine cannonballs. A couple of them actually have blood on them, and he juggles them. They're really heavy, and it's a great outfit. He's very tall. He's like 6'4". So, I mean, he'll get a kick out of the Russians, and I'm sure the Russians are going to get a kick out of him. But you got to go down and talk to him. He might want some big money. I promised him some Tommy Dakota albums and what else? I don't know. That was all we talked about.
Well, now that you're on the Frank and I have been brainstorming. I know I'm not part of the act. I'm only a radio host. But you know, I'm very much invested in the success of this thing. This is, by the way, this is our 12th episode, Tommy.
No kidding. Where did the time go? It seems like only yesterday it was 192 episodes. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, that's the way it does feel some mornings. But we've been working on the merchandise, you know, but most people go with the T-shirts, you know, and maybe some beads. You know, that beads are a big thing now.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the albums, we'll have to have those. Mugs, you know, keychains, you know.
Hey, this is where the real dough is, as we all know. And you know, with some of the acts we have, I mean, you know, one of the things I do when I do book these guys is I take all the merchandising rights. They won't get a damn penny out of that. Now, you know, that's only fair. That's only fair. I'm doing all the work, and you know, we've got we can sell like little, you know, with that one-legged tap dance that we have, we can sell like little wooden legs. You know, with his he'll sign them personally. I don't know what we're going to do about singing out of his anus. I don't know if we can make a little anus out of a cupcake or something, but that might be something.
Well, you know, matushkas. You know what a matushka is, yes?
No. What's a matushka?
It's, you know, it's not another word for rear end. It's a Russian doll.
The dolls
that nest one inside the other?
Oh, the nesting dolls. Yeah, those aren't called matushkas, are they?
Yeah, they're matushka for mother, the mat.
Yeah.
But in any case...
Yeah, I actually have one of those, yeah.
Well, we're going to make a Tommy Dakota matushka.
That would be good, yeah.
You know,
we'll start with one that's like 8 inches. We'll get the big one, you know, start like 8-10 inches tall and go down to an inch and a quarter or something.
And
the last one, the smallest one... We'll have Frank's picture on it instead of mine. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Now that would be Frank Sinatra.
Oh yeah, Frank. Speaking of Frank, you know, we just went by Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, and you know, every time there's a holiday, either Catholic or Jewish or whatever, I think of my own spirituality, and as and, you know, we've talked about many times before, I'm a Druid, and. You know, I became a Druid because, you know, there's no holidays to speak of. You have to worry about there's a couple, but there's no commandments. There's no rules. You know, there's no collection plates, which is the best part. There's no guilt. It's a religion that essentially requires nothing. So it was right up my alley. You know, I was born a little Catholic boy and of course, had all that religion driven out of me by sadistic nuns who beat us constantly with sticks. Then, as you know, I ended up with an American Indian family, and all they had was the Great Spirit, and that wasn't really interesting. And I was in England one day and on a tour, and was at Stonehenge, and you know, started learning about the Druids and converted. And we got a big holiday coming up, you know, one of two. This is the autumnal equinox is coming up. This is the kind of the precursor to the winter solstice. This is a big deal.
Well, that would be under the Druid high holidays, wouldn't it?
This is big time stuff. This is in preparation, and you know, unlike all these other holidays where you know you have to do all this stuff, and these are great, and you know they're all leading up to, which is in just a couple more months, is the winter solstice. Now, I don't know if most people know, and this is true. Everybody gets together for the winter solstice, and what you do essentially is eat and drink your brains out until you can't even stand up, and then you grab the nearest female or male, depending on your sex, and go to town, because it's essentially this this kind of ritual for, you know, good crops in the spring, which could, of course, include children and that sort of stuff. So it's a big fornicating festival. Now, I think this is my kind of religion, and, you know, I really get into it, and you meet a lot of interesting people while you're doing this, and it's a wonderful 3 or 4 days, and so
I hate to interrupt you, buddy, but we've got a caller.
Oh, good. So we've got 20 minutes down the tube. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, here we go. Let's see who we've got. That's a 386 area call. This is Tom Hayes, Blog Talk Radio. Hello there.
Hello, it's Wanda. It's Wanda.
Wanda. I was thinking about you last night, Wanda. I really was. I was going to give you a buzz.
Well, I was thinking about you, too, and you're talking about your show or your thing in Russia, and I was recalling this movie that you produced, directed, you wrote the script, and you did the set design for it. It was a porno film that I was in. I was in a scene in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell everyone about it because it was really a spectacular thing, I thought. I mean, I don't think so much about that now, but at the time I was so excited about a part in a film that you were going to produce.
I remember that. It's called Viva Lost Wages.
Yeah, Viva Lost Wages.
Yeah.
And it was a B-movie, very blue. And had a scene, and I came on set, and they dressed me up as Little Bo Peep.
I remember that very well. I especially like the sheep
that?
Head with you. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I love the sheep, yeah. Whole place
moved
to lanolin, yeah.
It was. He was something. And so I was led into a barn. It was a set. It had bales of hay. It had little chickens. It had sheep, little goats.
And, you know, I went for realism when I did these things. There was
I know.
Realism.
And yeah. Then I was brought up to a bale of hay in which I had to get on my hands and knees with my little tush sticking up in the air. And a shepherd brought in this black sheep, this beautiful black sheep. And the premise, of course, if you can think it's a porn movie of what's supposed to happen.
Yeah,
I think
our imaginations take us there, yeah.
It's good. Well, it gets better. And so they brought the sheep in, and they put his hooves up on the edge of this bale of hay. And the premise, of course, is that he's supposed to get going with me, but he couldn't. He wouldn't. I don't know. Maybe he was gay. And you were so
Viagra. It was pre-Viagra time. I couldn't get performance to stay up.
I shouldn't have had
It's tough to find a fluffer for a sheep as well, but
well,
go ahead.
I know. And so I had to perform as a great actress. The sheep wouldn't do anything. We were doing take after take. You were pissed off. So I said, well, I'm going to have to do my
and his money.
It's true. So pushed my little hiney up against him, and I writhed, and I moaned, and I groaned, and I faked this orgasm, and I've been faking orgasms all my life, so this is something I know how to do. And it was an Academy Award-winning orgasm, and you loved it, and it said, cut, it's a wrap. And I went back into the dressing room, and the shepherd was in there, and he said, wow, what a performance that was. And so he came on to me, and I gave him a hand job, and, you know, he gave me a pair of woolen mittens that he made himself. And it was the nicest thing that anybody in Vegas ever did for me. I never forgot him. His name was Joseph.
Joseph,
and,
okay.
Yeah, Joseph.
Yeah.
And but the thing about it that I was, but you screwed me again because, first of all, you're supposed to pay me $500 cash for that. You only
did
pay
I
me
give you that money?
Well, you gave me $250 because I couldn't get the sheep, give the sheep a hard on. And I was supposed to have a speaking part in this movie. And for 45 minutes, all I did was say, bah, bah, bah. And I never did another movie or worked for you again.
Well, you know, I'm surprised I even offered you $250 for that. But, you know, I've got the only copy of that left. And right after you hang up, I'm gonna burn it. I'm just going to totally destroy it and never talk about it ever again. It's just too good. You know, some things are too good, and I just have to get rid of it because the world doesn't deserve it anymore. And I'm not going to let him have it. So I'm going to destroy the last copy of that. And also take a pill.
Well, hey, before you destroy it, I think Frank and I really would like to see that, Wanda. That it was obviously an award-winning performance.
It was. She later on, I can't remember the year, she later on got an award at the annual Vegas X-Rated Stars kind of Academy Awards. And, yeah, I got one for directing. I got one for best script. Certainly Wanda here got one for the best actress in a porn movie. We just got everything that year. It was the only one I really, you know, I'd been in a few before, but I'd never directed, and I also wrote the script, and in fact, I knew most of the sheep personally that were in the show, and that was the first time, but I don't know, I think it's just too good, and I'm worried about it getting out now and being exploited because
of it.
Well,
wait a minute, Tommy. This may have some value. We were just talking about merchandise. This may have some monetary value on that tour. I mean, if we...
Yeah, true.
You know, we start printing these babies.
Or instead of rabbit's feet, we could have little sheep feet.
You could.
Yeah, well, you know...
Black sheep
feet. Obviously, Go ahead, Wanda.
A little Bo Peep doll. You know, you could have market those.
Yeah. With Wanda's picture on them.
Yeah.
Wanda's
and, maybe you,
picture, yeah.
Maybe Wanda, you could. We could send us one a sample of the glove that you used. What kind of glove?
Well, they were woolen mittens that the shepherd made for me, knit for me. I still have one. They fell apart. You know, they got moths, but. I said it was one of the most...
That from too much use, or
yes,
one was
exactly.
used more than the other? Yeah, I understand that, yeah.
Well, you know, when you're giving somebody a jerking off, you know, these come in handy in the winter.
Okay.
In the winter, they're terrific.
Okay, fine, yeah.
I have one.
Wanda's making this...
We get the picture. Yeah.
So, Tommy, what do you think?
Oh, my God, the Legion of Decency is trying to break down my door.
Now, Tommy,
get out,
don't.
You people.
Don't
God
destroy,
bless America. I'm sorry.
Don't destroy. See, you had a 1950s Archdiocese of Boston flashback, didn't you?
Well, no.
Remember when they banned
on the door?
Remember
you
when
know.
You know every Sunday? Do you remember those days? I know maybe it was the time that you had left the church by that time, and maybe Wanda, you remember this. The church
I remember
used
being
to
attacked by the
on,
porno police on more than one occasion.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, the Legion of Decency used to have their own little hit parade. Remember that? The songs that
oh,
they...
Oh, sure. They listed them in the paper every week. Yeah.
I remember that,
yep.
Speaking of Frank and all of that, that witchcraft actually was, like, number one on the top charts, you know, on the hit parade. But according to the Legion of Decency, it never didn't exist.
Well, yeah, they well, you know, they didn't get out much, those people, and, you know,
the
and now and then they let them out of the home.
They were full of perverts, the Legion of Decency. Those people have no right to judge anybody.
Well, I heard, now, according to you, Wanda, we've talked off air, a few of them were your clients at certain times.
Of course. They're all like that, like Frankie Jackman is, well, in my opinion, a skinny little Irish Catholic pervert, and there were a lot of those in the Legion of Decency.
He has,
that doesn't make him a bad person.
No, it doesn't at all, but he has clammed up, excuse the reference, but he, as a member of the, as titled Defender of the Faith, he is just beside himself right now. He doesn't know what to, Frank, you're at a loss for words. Why don't you jump in on this?
I'm at a loss for words.
See, I told you.
I'm losing it myself.
Well, listen, Wanda, we are one of a couple of things that we wanted to talk on, Frank, and I'm glad that because you know, obviously, Tommy better than Frank or I do, and I want to keep it that way.
Who knows about that?
Yeah. We were talking about this whole merchandising thing is great. So that, Tommy, do not destroy that DVD. That could be worth a whole bunch of bucks. I mean, you know, you're going to get heckled by my own guest. It's pretty discouraging. But Tommy, Tommy talked in a couple of shows. He talked about flavor straws. Do you remember those?
Sure, what about him? Yeah.
No, I'm asking Wanda.
What did you talk about? I don't know if I heard that show.
Flavor straws.
No, I don't. Sabers?
No,
well,
we were children.
They sold these straws, Wanda.
Oh, flavor.
Embedded inside the straws was this little absorbent material that held flavor, and you'd stick these straws in your milk, and as you sipped through the straw, that plain milk would turn into strawberry milk or chocolate milk or any flavor you wanted. I used to have them in school because we always had a milk time, and after I used one for 2 or 3 days, I'd sell it to one of my classmates for 15 cents.
Oh, geez, you were an entrepreneur even then?
Entrepreneur, Eric, always had the entrepreneurial spirit.
Frank and I, I don't want to meddle in your business. I'm all just a talk show host here, but we were thinking, you know, and when the idea came to me, I don't want a lot of money for this, but a little royalty might help, but flavor straws for seniors, for nursing homes.
So it would be like Valium flavored or something like that?
Yeah, it would be a great way to administer the medicine, yes.
What about Viagra?
Viagra, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
We could have a euthanasia straw. That would be nice.
That'd be one of those.
Yeah, get a lot of money for those, though.
I wouldn't mind one of those right now.
Not nearly as much as me.
That would be great. Send me one, please.
The straw that sucks.
For the life that sucks.
For the life that sucks. The
Legion of Decency is at the door again. They're pounding this time. They're all carrying torches, and they have ropes in their hands. Get away from my door. Bastards are always out there.
You imagine the executives in Apple right now are brainstorming about the next product to come out of the Apple.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Here we are. Small picture of me outside. They're burning.
Well,
they're
going to steal your ideas if you're not careful. You need a patent.
That's right.
I thought I was taking a big leap with the flavor straws for nursing homes and the elderly, but. My God, all the way to euthanasia in one little jump. That's real, Tommy. There's no end to your genius.
There is
no. If a buck's a buck. It's not like we're making them sip on them, you know?
No.
Well, the other thing, Tommy, and you've mentioned this in the past, but see, I have a pretty good memory still.
God love you.
This is a huge market, the senior market. The boomers are now seniors, as we know. And we were thinking of Tommy Dakota soft food for...
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we
already have that. It's called baby food. We just have to change the labels, that's all.
Exactly. It's all marketing. It's all branding. So, especially with your picture on the box,
sitting there with a
big spoon and a bowl of soft food, Tommy Dakota soft food for seniors.
Yes, instead
of
calling
like an old guy in a tuxedo dribbling on himself. I think that would be a great label for it.
Yes, and instead of Gerbers, you'd call it Geezers.
Geezers. Good idea.
Geezers for food. Is that perfect?
Geezers? Is that it? Geezers food?
Geezers instead of Gerbers.
Oh, it's instead of Gerber's. It's fantastic.
That's a great idea.
Oh, my God. Madison Ave is just freaking out. Look, good thing, you know, they're not tuned in here. This could be an episode of Mad Men, the genius that's evolving here this morning.
I've heard some great ideas in the last 2 minutes, yeah. These are great ideas.
Well, how here we go?
We
got to
start settling on there. You know, this tour is coming to pass soon, and... We got to kind of pick a couple because we can't take over a couple of entertainers and 11 tons of collateral material we want to sell. So we got to kind of – I kind of like this idea a lot. I like the flavor straw.
Well, here, let's go to the other end of the Dakota soft food to Dakota Dependables.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, now we're getting out of hand. Yeah. Because, you know, although we could – that means we could get all ours for free, so that wouldn't be a bad idea.
true.
It's a long plane trip to Europe, you know.
Yeah, you're going to need some diapers on that trip, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's at least 4 or 5 trips to the bathroom on that plane. But,
yeah. So
I think we digress.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great digression. Anything else? Frank, do you...
No comment.
Wanda, do you miss Tommy? I mean, you guys talk a little bit, but do you miss the good old days?
Oh, yeah. I do miss the good old days.
You know, Wanda and I were in a serious movie. Wanda and I were both in Ocean's 11. In those days, Frank, when I was hanging out with Frank, he put me in a lot of his movies, never speaking parts, but I was in Ocean's 11. If you watch Ocean's 11, you see us. It's at the New Year's Eve party portion of Ocean's 11. Wanda and I are sitting at a table. I'm in my tux. Wanda's in her showgirl outfit. We're just chatting in the background, but it made my mother happy to see me in a movie, and I'm sure Wanda's people enjoyed it too. Do you remember that, Wanda?
I do. It was a great movie.
Yeah. It was great to be in that. And from that, of course, I got an interview on a local radio station in Las Vegas, and because they were in the talk about the movie, and Frank heard it and went to his friends at a radio station there, and he got me a radio show on WLVA in Las Vegas, but it was on once a week at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I said, gee, I don't know anyone who's up at 10 o'clock in the morning. But then I realized I knew a lot of people who were still up at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we had some of the great stars of, the 60s and 70s on that show.
Well, they must have been in great shape at 10 in the morning if they had been up all night, you know.
Well, yeah, that's what made the show interesting. And, we had
Wanda, do you remember any of the, being so close to the Rat Pack, do you remember any memorable moments with the Rat Pack?
I do. But definitely the Legion of Decency would have a problem with what I know. I remember one time I saw Sammy Davis Jr. take out his glass eye, and he used it with a Benoit ball in a sex act with a showgirl. And
oh,
I thought
Sammy
that
was the devil, wasn't he?
It was unbelievable. And after that, the Rat Pack got rid of me. It wasn't a witness protection program. It was shut the bimbo up.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
was shipped out to what was like Siberia. So I was not in any more movies after that. They got rid of me.
That was about the last time I saw Wanda. That shows you how,
that's right.
I was gone. The pack was to people. Yeah, I remember that very well.
I'll tell you about that some other time.
The Shut the Bimbo Up?
Shut the Bimbo Up. That's the program they had. If you knew too much, you were in that program, and I was in that program.
Well, I always thought it was some sort of vacation club that they sent you to. So, we have different opinions.
Now, they sent me to
some
godforsaken place in Alaska, and Sarah Palin's right. You can see Russia from there.
Yeah, but it had a nice hotel and a nice lobby and a bar, and your meals were included. And I think you're a little bit ungrateful, Wanda. I mean, it's nice enough to give you that membership to the travel club in those days, which were difficult to get. And now, of course, they're all gone, and you're kind of thrown it in their face. I don't know if I like that.
I know. Well, I was in an igloo. I wasn't in any hotel. I can tell you that right now.
Well, in an igloo hotel, what's the difference? You get a roof over your head, and you get something to eat.
The Siberian Huskies looked a lot better than the people, I'm telling you. What an ugly bunch of humanity those people are, Eskimos. But not like Tonto.
Long way from Las Vegas, isn't it? Yeah.
Nothing like Tonto.
Long way from Las Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, nothing like Tonto. Tonto was remarkable, but Eskimos, oh boy, they're not very good at embedding.
Well, and then the Eskimos have
they sure can dance.
And then they also have this thing about, I'm not making this up, they share their wives with whoever the guest of the evening is.
They do. They share their wives, and their wives are real happy about it because the men have these teeny little Johnsons no bigger than a sardine.
I saw that on the Discovery Channel one night. It's true. That's why they carry those big spears.
That's right. And they smell like fish. They smell like fish.
Well, on that note,
yeah.
I want to... you believe, there she blows, there, can you believe that we have passed 1.5 hour, one beautiful show? This will go down as a record-breaking show. Wanda, you were colorful. And thank you guys so much. Have a Friday. Thank you.
And sorry, Mr. Dakota, I got some time.